Lecture 23, Medicine, Science, and Math.
Our study of Mesopotamian law centered on the organization of society and the role of the king in the justice system. As we looked at laws, we examined the different social levels that created a hierarchy. In this lecture, we will study scientific thought and how science helped to order and to explain the natural world for Mesopotamian cultures. We will discuss medicine, math, astronomy, and divination, which in the world of Mesopotamia was considered the most challenging and important science. Certain scientific achievements, especially Babylonian astronomy, enhanced the fame of the region in antiquity, but others, like medicine, were mocked. In an otherwise admiring description of Babylon, Herodotus, a 5th century BC Greek historian, dismissed the entire field of Babylonian medicine. He claimed that they had no use for physicians, and that if someone fell sick, they would be taken to the marketplace, where everyone who walked by had to speak to the sufferer, giving advice if they had suffered a similar illness, or comforting the person if they had nothing positive to convey, sort of like a broken-down car with a bunch of mechanics looking at it. We'll see that this is quite inaccurate, and that in fact medicine required a significant consultation with physicians and other healers. Our evidence for medicine comes from lists of symptoms and their treatment, and these lists are preserved on tablets that arrange the illnesses from head to toe, so it's a very orderly arrangement of illness. Also prescriptions, and we get some clues about the role of the physician from laws such as Hammurabi's Law Code, which we discussed in the previous lecture. Most of these texts were created by scribes, used to teach them to practice signs and symbols, and they are not to be understood as handbooks that physicians actually consulted. So what we're seeing is what scribes thought physicians did, rather than a description of what physicians actually did. Most physicians would have learned their trade from experience, presumably shadowing another doctor. One of the first concepts that we have to grapple with is that the practice of medicine in Mesopotamia involved a combination of magic and diagnostic skill to successfully treat illness. Disease was considered a struggle between good and evil. In Mesopotamian thought, all sickness and suffering was inflicted by demons. Sometimes these demons did it without motive, so they're sort of mischief makers. But sometimes illness came as the result of an evil act, either by the person who was sick or perhaps a family member. So you can imagine it's very difficult to try and work out what the source of evil was that caused you to have this fever. We see this combination of both magic and what we would consider more practical medicine in the medical texts, which lists the affliction and the cause. One text writes, "If the patient keeps crying, 'my skull,' it is the hand of the god." So the gods are physically involved in inflicting pain on their people. Since illness was represented as a moral deficiency and a physical malady, it required specialists in both fields. An ashipu was a priest or diviner who was consulted to try and determine the cause of the evil and to cast spells to drive out the demon that was causing the illness. A group of texts devoted to helping the ashipu understand the meaning of omens that he might see on the way to the patient's house clarifies this. Most of the omens are pretty pessimistic, and it does not look good for the patient.